give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons here with you for the Sixers pregame show presented by Corona, broadcasting live from the Green Parrot, 240 North Sycamore Street in Newtown, Pennsylvania. We're here until 8:15, handing things off to Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com for the pregame coverage that will get underway at 8:20 as the Philadelphia 76ers are in San Francisco to take on the Golden State Warriors, and some news with that as right at the top of the show as we start off. No Steph Curry, no Draymond Green for the Golden State Warriors tonight. Stephen Curry out with an illness, and Draymond Green still out with left knee soreness. So the 76ers, who are coming off their first road win and not their last, snapping a nine-game road losing streak, their first win of the since January 20th for the 76ers, and they get a little bit of a break tonight against the Golden State Warriors with no Stephen Curry, no Draymond Green for the Golden State Warriors tonight. So that's a bonus for the Philadelphia 76ers as they try to pick up their second win, their second consecutive win on the road after taking care of business against the Sacramento Kings on Thursday night, 125-108. So we'll get ready to talk about the 76ers as we go along. Once again, our pregame show, as always, is presented by Corona. And when you do show up here at the Green Parrot, you can enjoy $3.50 Corona Premier Drafts and $4 Corona Bottles. They've been fantastic for us all season long as we've done these shows. It's been a blast during these pregame shows presented by Corona, so we encourage you to come on out and hang out with us here at the Green Parrot. And as you can hear right away, we have a great crowd here at the Green Parrot. It is buzzing in this place, so I could not say it enough. Please come on through, hang out. You've been running around, you've been hopping from place to place all day long. Make your last stop here at the Green Parrot. Once again, 240 North Sycamore Street in Newtown, PA. It's a great place here, great food, and once again, presented by Corona, so you can enjoy $3.50 Corona Premier Drafts and $4 Corona Bottles. So as we talk about the 76ers coming off their win on Thursday night over the Sacramento Kings, 125-108, led by Tobias Harris's 28 points, a game-high 28 points on 11 of 22 shooting and 4 of 6 from deep, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, adding 14 rebounds on the night. They needed all 14 of those rebounds from Tobias Harris to once again, a game-high for him and a team-high certainly for the Philadelphia 76ers. A really good performance from Tobias Harris with the 28 points, and I've been kind of hard on him the latter part of this season as this Sixers season has continued on. Early on, he was in the All-Star contention right around that December, early January part of the season where he was playing really well. And he was in All-Star consideration, and it was warranted based on how he was playing, averaging close to 19 points and giving you what he gives you on the glass, about 8 rebounds a night, mixing in some assists as well. And he's kind of faded. And a lot of it does have to do with the personnel that is around, what's going on. Ben Simmons had started to elevate his game, earning his second consecutive All-Star appearance on his short career. Joel Embiid being Joel Embiid, and some of the touches, maybe just the rhythm overall, wasn't there for Tobias Harris. And I remember last year, a former 76er who I had a chance to speak with at one of the playoff games when we were doing our pregame playoff shows, we were talking about Tobias Harris and how his overall offensive play had dipped a little bit based off of him being new, obviously Jimmy Butler being in the mix, J.J. Redick being the second option behind Joel Embiid, and certainly what you get from Ben Simmons on the offensive end as well. And he simply put it, and this guy was a big-time scorer in the NBA in the years that he played, he said, "Devon, listen, touches, touches, touches. When you don't get enough touches and your rhythm is taken away from you, it is really hard to, number one, obviously shoot at a high percentage, so you're going to have a weird number where you're probably shooting, if you shoot 18 shots, where you're 5 of 18 and it doesn't look good. Even if you got the win, you still look at it on the box score and say, Tobias Harris was 5 of 18. He did not have a good day. Well, the touches and the rhythm overall is kind of thrown off by not having a good flow within the overall offense, not having the necessary touches to do what you need to do out there on the floor to get into a good groove offensively for the 76ers. So, with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid out, Simmons, as we know, with the lower back impingement that he suffered almost two weeks ago now, we'll get an update on that, I hope, this week, and Joel Embiid with the shoulder injury. Tobias Harris with Josh Richardson also out based off of his concussion and the nose contusion that he suffered in that Clippers game almost a week ago from tomorrow, that the flow and the rhythm of the offense, as good as Shake Milton has been, and we'll get to Shake Milton, is really going to go to your swing man, your $180 million man, which I don't want to have to say, but I do have to say it, Tobias Harris. And we got on him a little bit in that Cleveland game when they lost on the road after Joel Embiid was hurt, because he and Al Horford and others did not step up in that performance. Comes back the back-to-back night against the New York Knicks. And against the New York Knicks, what did he do? He put up 34, but it still seemed kind of, whatever. He dropped 34, and it's hard to say that when someone drops 34 in an NBA game and in the fashion that he did it, with an efficient overall performance by Tobias Harris in that game over the New York Knicks. So we've pointed out some things that he's done. He's playing better. And right now, what we saw against the Sacramento Kings, and yes, it is only the Sacramento Kings, but guess what, guys? The 76ers simply needed to snap that road losing streak. They did that behind his good performance against those Kings on Thursday night in Sacramento, again, 125-108. So, looking at how things are going right now, we have no idea when Joel Embiid will be back. And they gave a little bit of an update. They just said he's progressing and he's doing better, and we get all of that. But that's not really telling us anything concrete as to when he'll be back on the floor. So, once again, right now, it is going to start. Not necessarily finish, but it's going to start where our eyes will be locked in on what Tobias Harris does from night to night. And when we look at the Golden State Warriors this evening, no Draymond Green to defend Tobias Harris if he was going to go that way. Maybe he would defend Al Horford. Who knows how it would have went. But Andrew Wiggins, not a defender. Someone that you would think that Tobias Harris is able to take advantage of. No Glenn Robinson, who was starting in that place, right? When before the trade and having success, averaging a career high 12.5 points and giving the Golden State Warriors what he did, and the play that he had for the 40 plus games with the Golden State Warriors certainly was on the radar for a lot of teams, and Elton Brand pulled the trigger to acquire Glenn Robinson along with Alec Burks, two former Golden State Warriors, to come in and be a part of this team as they make their stretch run towards the postseason. So this is you know, this is one of these stretches here with Tobias Harris. We say it. I know I say it, simply looking at it, that I would like for him, when he gives you the 28 like this tonight, if he averages around 24 points a game going forward while these guys are out, and I would think still that Simmons will be out longer, much longer than Embiid, due to the nature of what it is with the back. As we all know, the back can be very problematic, and with what Ben Simmons does, it can be an issue for him going forward. So, as it stands right now, I still look at Tobias Harris. This is another game where I lock in on him. I understand. We'll get to Al Horford. We'll get to Shake Milton. We'll get to Furkan Korkmaz and many others on this team. But Tobias Harris and his performance the other night against the Sacramento Kings, dropping the 28 for a game high. Tonight against the Golden State Warriors, with what I want to see from him, and then stepping back on the floor when they get back here to Philadelphia, and what he is able to do against these teams like the Detroit Pistons when they get here, Indiana next weekend, and all of that. This is a stretch that I need for him to be the alpha for the Philadelphia 76ers if he is capable of doing it. Now, the money is what the money is. I try not to mention it, even though I mentioned it just a few minutes ago and said I don't want to. I understand it is now part of his story. But if he can be the alpha and have that in him, I'm sick and tired of talking about this basketball team, and I heard Tyler Zuli, who did a fantastic job during his time 3-6 this afternoon on the Fanatic. I'm sick and tired of talking about how we're trying to figure, and Connor Thomas said he's stepping away from the Sixers for the remainder of the regular season, for the 19 games, because you already know who they are. This is what they are. I just want something different. I want the 76ers to show me something different with these final 19 games going into the postseason. And a lot of that really has to do with Tobias Harris elevating his level of play, if it is at all possible for him to do that. That would be fantastic if he is able to do that. 17-18 when Embiid got hurt and Simmons was on the floor. And Tobias Harris, no one on this roster right now that is eligible and healthy enough to play is on the level of Simmons or Embiid. So I want to make sure I say that right now. But you still have to go out there and play. You still have the opponents across from you that you need to go out there and knock these guys off and pick up your W's, right? So if he can elevate his play during these 19 games closing out the season, and I always go back to that 17-18, and I mentioned Simmons and Embiid because when Embiid went down, Simmons raised his play for those final 15 games of the regular season. They won their 16th, I believe it was, or was it 16 overall, then 17 with the first game against the Miami Heat in the playoffs where they won. Whatever it was, they went on this crazy streak that allowed them to take a jump in the Eastern Conference standings, get to that number three spot in the Eastern Conference, where none of us predicted that that's where they will be for the start of the playoffs. We felt they would be on the road, no home playoff series in the first round, all of that. Can they win on the road? Well, right now we know they don't win on the road very much. But with what they have now, can Tobias Harris do what I'm asking? And that's where I wanted to start, because of the 28 points, because of what he did, because of how comfortable he looked in that offense, because he led them, because he raised his level of play against the Sacramento Kings. Yes, just the Sacramento Kings. I get it. But if you're going to be out there, somebody has to score the points. You need a W. You will hope it's the guy that is supposed to be your third scorer behind Embiid and Simmons, and now your number one scorer when those guys are out. Can he be the guy that I'm asking him to be, elevate his level of play, and maybe not give us guys 28 every night out, averaging 28 for a week or 28 for 2 weeks? What I'm asking him is to not be the 19-point-per-game scorer, maybe be a 24-point-per-game scorer, erupt for a 34, a 28, give you what he gave you against the Los Angeles Lakers a few weeks back when they were back here in Philadelphia before the All-Star break, where he was tremendous against that Los Angeles Lakers team that night. And I don't know that he can, but I think in order for them, as we talk about the Flyers and what they've been able to do and picking up their play, winning 8 in a row, back on the ice tomorrow, and they just have this look about them, this feel about them. We all want the 76ers to have that look, that feel that we saw in 2017-18 going into that March and April stretch that they had, where they ripped off that 16 in a row going into the playoffs with a 3 seed, beating the Miami Heat in the first round, and having not just us locally, but national people predicting that the 76ers would beat whoever they faced in the second round, which turned out to be the Boston Celtics because of some of the injuries that they had, that they would meet LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals simply because they were playing that well. They had things falling in their favor due to injury and just simply how they played. And when B was coming back, Simmons and Embiid now are going to rip through things with J.J. Redick playing well and everything. Now, hey, they jumped from 27 to 53. They're rolling right now going into the postseason. They have put everyone on notice. They need that now. They need to find a way to get things going, to get things in a nice groove at this rate, with them being 38-25 on the season with 19 games remaining. They need to see if Tobias Harris can help until Embiid gets back first. Hopefully Simmons, if his back is okay, I still don't want him out there if he's not ready to play, lead this team to some victories and hopefully jump up in the Eastern Conference standings from where they are right now at 38-25. I still believe it's going to be either 4, 5, or 6 for the 76ers in the East. It is too late for them to elevate to that 3 spot in the Eastern Conference being held down by the Boston Celtics right now. So do what you can do. Hold your own. Handle your business. But one of the guys that I think first and foremost that needs to handle his business to help this basketball team get to a part of the season where they are right now without their two best players and lead this team into the playoffs until those guys come back, Tobias Harris needs to be that guy. And my question to you to start things off, is he capable of holding things down for the Philadelphia 76ers until Embiid and Simmons return? 610-632-0975. We're here live at the Green Parrot here, 240 North Sycamore Street in Newtown. Can you please, guys, come on out and hang out with us. The 240 North Sycamore Street here at the Green Parrot, a fantastic spot with all these great people here. And it's just a really nice place that we have going on here with a great crowd and a nice amount of people in here, man. And it's a really fun time here. Again, presented by Corona, where you can get the 350 Corona Premier Drafts and also $4 Corona bottles when you come here. When you do come here, as always, for the Sixers pregame shows presented by Corona, Andrew Sauchunas is in the house. He will be giving away great prizes, some Sixers tickets. We already have the tickets here that we're going to give away, and that is to the Sixers-Pistons game that will be next Wednesday at the Center once they return, of course, from this final game of the four-game West Coast road trip. That is on the 11th of March, next Wednesday. It was originally scheduled for a 7:30 tip. It has now been switched to 7 o'clock. So I just want to give you guys a quick update on what it is for the 76ers-Pistons game next Wednesday. Those are the tickets that we will be giving away. We will also be giving away some concert tickets, Chicago tickets with Rich Springfield, Motley Crue with Depp Leppard, Sammy Hagar and The Circle, and the Doobie Brothers. Yes, you heard me, the Doobie Brothers. We have tickets to all four of those concerts if you guys come on out here to the Green Parrot, 240 North Sycamore Street in Newtown, PA. Come on out, hang out with us. This is a fantastic spot. You can hear it right now. The place is buzzing. You can come in, still enjoy some time here as well tonight. Get a great meal, get some of the Corona, have a good time, and then go home safely and watch the Philadelphia 76ers. And also listen right here on 97.5, The Fanatic, to Tom McGinnis on the game call. 610-632-0975. Tobias Harris, great game on Thursday against the Sacramento Kings with the 28 points, 14 boards, much needed with no Joel Embiid. Can he elevate his level of play and lead this team with 19 games left on the season and get this team into a good groove, a good spot, a good place in the Eastern Conference standings as they head into the postseason right now without Embiid and Simmons? 610-632-0975. Let's start things off on the phone. He's been waiting for quite a bit, so we'll get him in here next. That's Dave in Center City on the Sixers pregame show. What's up, Dave?
My friend, how are you?
How you doing, man?
Good. Before I get down to business, I got a nice little prop bet on the Sixers tonight. They're 15-1 to score 150 points or more.
150?
150 or more. So that'll give me a little added incentive. Let's hope for a big blowout.
The Golden State Warriors, they do give up a lot of points, but I don't know about 150, but I hear you, though.
Yeah, I want to talk about Korkmaz, but in response to your question
about Tobias, yes.
Yes, he can do it with these regular season games remaining, but we're probably going to need him to do it in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, I know, you're right, but I'm excluding the playoffs right now based off of what his role is right now as the lead dog until those two get back.
Yes, the answer is yes. But listen, Devon, why does Brett Brown continue to envision Furkan as Lou Williams? Listen to these numbers, okay? They're 25-14 when he plays 24 minutes or less. They are 11-12 when he plays 25 minutes or more. His split show that he offers the same production at the 10 to 19 minute mark of minutes played as he does the 20 to 29 minutes of play. So all that means, these extra minutes he gets, his defense is exposed, okay? And this is why you see a discrepancy in the team's record. Even though, you know, their offensive defensive rating is the same, but him personally, and I know who cares about plus minus ratings.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it's much better when he plays less minutes, and his turnovers are much better when he plays less minutes. So do you make any sense of what I said?
No, I absolutely understand where you're coming from, Dave. And to answer your question, man, Brett Brown has a thing. First of all, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. He has a thing, Dave, with building this shooter, this outside shooter. And, of course, with how much he loved J.J. Redick, with that no longer being here, you have to find a way to see if someone can pick up the pieces a little bit and give them something in the form of an outside shooter, J.J. Redick. You can't duplicate that. And right now, with what the team is, Tobias Harris is supposed to be an outside shooter for this team, someone who can do that consistently on a regular basis. He has not lived up to that expectation so far this year the way you may have wanted him to. So while he has him on the floor, and then that number you read off with his, what, 11-12 record, I believe you said, when he plays over 20 plus 25 minutes on the floor, I would have to think a lot of those were obviously because they have a 28-2 record on the road. So that's indicative not just of Furkan Korkmaz, but also of the team and their level of play, how it's so poor on the road. So a lot of things are affected. A lot of the splits may be a negative for the basketball team because they just simply do not perform well away from Philadelphia. And that is not just a Furkan Korkmaz problem, not just a Brett Brown problem. That's a team problem overall. You know, I'm not a big Brett Brown fan. I've never been a Brett Brown fan, so I'm not even going to say a big one. I've never been a Brett Brown fan. That being said, he has done some nice things. He has done some things that have been questionable, but trying to build a shooter, there's nothing wrong with that. Just having to understand when the certain spots are, when you need to back away from things, when to leave guys on the floor a little bit longer, maybe taking them off the floor when things aren't necessarily going right. We've seen it before. We've seen it done. He just needs to do it a little bit. And at this point, it's 19 games in the season. He's going to be who he is. He's going to stick to what he does right now. I would like for him to change, and I don't think he's going to do it, and that ultimately may be one of the things that causes him to lose his title as head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers when this 2019-20 campaign comes to a close after the postseason, whenever it's done. Well, not whenever, because if they get to the NBA Finals, he will not be fired. 610-632-0975. Sixers on the road to take on the Golden State Warriors tonight in San Francisco, minus Stephen Curry and Draymond Green. They will not be available for the Warriors tonight, so the Sixers catch a bit of a break with the Warriors already at 14-49 on the season, their worst record in the NBA, and the Sixers will have an opportunity to pick up their second consecutive win on the road tonight in Golden State. That is an 8:30 tip right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's a nationally televised game on ABC, another Saturday night showcase, so hopefully they perform way better than they did the last time we saw them on a Saturday night, which I believe was against the Milwaukee Bucks the last time we did this Sixers pregame coverage. 610-632-0975. We're live at the Green Parrot in Newtown, Pennsylvania, 240 North Sycamore Street. Great crowd here. Come on by, hang out. There's room for you in here to come and enjoy, again, our presenting sponsor, Corona. Those will be the 350 Corona Premier Drafts and $4 Corona Bottles. So come through, hang out with us, enjoy the Corona, and enjoy great food. Stick around and check out the Sixers game as well here tonight at the Great Green Parrot. And while you're here, you know, enjoy the show while we do this from the Green Parrot. Until 8:15, Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage at that time from Sixers.com. 610-632-0975. Can Tobias Harris elevate his level of play where the Sixers need it without Embiid and Simmons. 610-632-0975. Andrew Souchunas is here as well, giving away Sixers tickets and some great prizes. So when you do come through, you say hello to Andrew and try to walk away with some great prizes. We're here until 8:15. Green Parrot, 240 North Sycamore Street in Newtown, right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
6:30, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens live from the Green Parrot for the Sixers pregame show here on 97.5 The Fanatic, presented by Corona. 240 North Sycamore Street in Newtown, PA, is where we are until 8:15, and we have a great crowd here with a lot of great people. We had Samantha and Gianna stop by to sign up with Andrew Souchunas to try to win some prizes and the tickets. Rick, who was here earlier with his family and a great group of people, they just stepped out, but they were able to walk away with some prizes as well. We thank Rick and everybody for the kind words that they had for us while they were here, but there's still plenty of room for you. Again, 240 North Sycamore Street here in Newtown, PA. Enjoy 350 Corona Premier drafts, $4 Corona bottles. You come on by, and some of the specials that they also have tonight, as we spoke to Bob from Green Parrot earlier today to let us know. Some of the specials, the soup, New England clam, come through for that. The entrees, the grilled tuna with pineapple fried rice, and a nice sauteed shrimp with spicy marinara over angel hair pasta. So come on through, enjoy some of that. I think you guys know me by now. I'm pretty simple with what I get. I'm probably going to enjoy some of the wings while we're here, maybe some fries as well. And I was looking at, and Kevin's standing here looking at me, we were talking about this, some steak bites. They got, so it's like some sauteed pieces of shoulder tenderloin steak with Kentucky. I'm not going to get the ranch, though. I'm sorry. Sorry, Green Parrot. That's not happening. I don't eat the ranch dressing, but plenty of people do, so you enjoy it. So come on through and hang out with us, and we'll also take some phone calls to talk about the Sixers tonight, which you saw against the Kings, and things going forward for this basketball team, taking on the Warriors minus Stephen Curry and Draymond Green tonight in San Francisco at the Chase Center. And tonight is the game that we had our grand prize winner for all of our pregame shows. The grand prize was a trip to Golden State on us and Corona to go out to San Francisco to watch the 76ers face the Golden State Warriors tonight. And that should be a fun trip for them. And we also have some great people here to our right, where we have the FC Stars in the building. The FC Stars, the soccer team, a bunch of great young ladies had a game today, and they took care of business 4-0, right? 4-0, the FC Stars took care of business today when they won their game today. So congratulations to you guys on your win today. 4-0 for the FC Stars as Gina walks in. A great win by the FC Stars, the young ladies with the soccer team as well. So 610-632-0975. So we continue to talk about Tobias Harris. I want to sneak in some other things also, with many other things that took place against the Sacramento Kings on Thursday night, which was stepping in Al Horford, the center spot, scrutinized as of late, as he should have been, with the level of play that he's been putting out there on the floor. I still don't put it all on him. I still put it on the head coach a little bit, and a few other things with Simmons and Embiid, and the adjustment of playing with them and still trying to find his role. And then they decide to put him on the bench as a reserve, Glenn Robinson starting, and so much movement that has now happened since the beginning of the All-Star break and after acquiring Glenn Robinson III and Alec Burks. Al Horford, arguably his best game in the last 2 months, where he had 18 points and 8 rebounds, 6 assists for the 76ers in their win over the Sacramento Kings in 36 minutes and 21 seconds. One turnover, no block shots, but just solid defense for Al Horford. An Al Horford type of game. 7 of 14 from the floor, 2 of 6 from deep was Al Horford. Only getting to the free throw line one time, knocking down both of his free throw opportunities. But his game overall, his level of play with the 18, 8 and 6, 41. So when we talk to Dave in Center City as our first caller tonight, and we'll get to all the other calls, 610-632-0975. I'm never big on the plus-minus that everyone likes to look at on the stat sheet, in the box score. Never big. Can never really, it doesn't necessarily tell the story all the time. But when you see something that is so glaring on the stat sheet where he has a plus 41 during his time on the floor of 36 minutes and 21 seconds, it's hard to ignore. You cannot ignore a plus 41 on the stat sheet for Al Horford in his play against the Sacramento Kings. That was just a great overall game for him. And hopefully, maybe, just maybe, once again, they catch a break with no Draymond Green. I can't really identify anyone on the Golden State Warriors roster right now where I'm so concerned that he's going to be problematic for Al Horford tonight to have a successful night against this team during his time on the floor, where he should not be able to get things done the way that he did, like he did on Thursday night against the Sacramento Kings. I mean, really. And hopefully this is a confidence booster for him as a veteran in this league for so many years, knowing that what this team needs right now is what he gave them the other night. And hopefully, as we talk about him raising his level of play, hopefully you see something from Brett Brown as well when we talk about the coaches winning games for you to also help his team win a game by getting Al Horford going a little more, incorporating him, running some offensive sets for Al Horford tonight against the Golden State Warriors that can be a positive for this basketball team, hopefully in their second consecutive win on the season. So that should be an encouraging thing that we saw from Al Horford on Thursday night with the way he played against that team. Also in the starting lineup, Shake Milton once again performing well in his 27 minutes and 13 seconds. 8 of 14 from the field, 3 of 5 from deep. Very good shot selection, by the way, if you watched the game and you heard Tom McGinnis talking about it if you weren't unable to do so. But listen, you can hear Tom talk about the shots that he was taking, and not many forced shots from Shake Milton in that game against De'Aaron Fox. And I thought going in, it was really a little bit of a barometer for me to see how he performed against De'Aaron Fox. And we saw him against the Los Angeles Clippers where he had a career high last Sunday for his 39. Next up, the Los Angeles Lakers on Monday played in just an okay game, and he was on the scouting report, so they were going to defend him a little bit differently, as they did, as they should. And they cut the head off right there of the offense with Shake Milton and dared everyone else to win and beat them, and they did not do that. So what he was able to do against De'Aaron Fox, a very good young point guard in this league in his third year, one of the up-and-coming young players in the NBA, with his 23 points, 7 assists against the Sixers, he matched that. And he matched that in less minutes, in almost 9 less minutes against De'Aaron Fox with what he was able to do out there on the floor. Really good performance by Shake Milton. He continues to play at a very good pace, under control, not rushed, not forced. Even against the Lakers, where he did not play as well, he had some turnovers. I think he had 5 against the Lakers. He had 1 on Thursday night. The thing I really like about him is he's just playing at his own pace. He doesn't let you speed him up. And when we talk, the one thing that was really glaring about Ben Simmons when he played against Kawhi Leonard for the first time a season ago when they played the Raptors was when he had that high turnover game, I believe it was 9 turnovers Simmons had in the one game. Maybe it was 10. It was really, really high. And you just saw that he wasn't himself. He was uncomfortable because Kawhi Leonard made him uncomfortable. So in the 39 points, who is he playing against? He's playing against Patrick Beverley, one of the top dogs in the NBA as a perimeter defender for point guards. Got him in foul trouble. He could never get in rhythm. Couldn't get things going offensively to set things up for the Los Angeles Clippers, even though they won 136-130. The Clippers did by playing the way that they did. Shake Milton just does not get sped up. He does not get sped up. He does not get out of himself. He plays the way he needs to play, what's best for the team overall. And that's what you love to continue to see from this second-year guard out of SMU that has now raised his play, where I said after that 39-point performance against the Clippers that I think he needs to remain in the starting lineup as part of the four guys with Simmons, Richardson, Harris, and Embiid. If they're all healthy and out there on the floor, Shake Milton deserves to be in that spot because he just gives a different dynamic and brings a different wrinkle to their offense overall. And I think that he is putting himself in that place for the rest of this season. We'll worry about next year when we get to next year. But right now, for the remainder of this campaign, he needs to be in the starting lineup. So 610-632-0975. We'll take your phone calls on that, Chubb. We'll start with you when we get back to give you all your time. Al Horford, Tobias Harrison, Shake Milton. And we start this show off with live from the Green Parrot, 240 North Sycamore Street in Newtown, PA. Our pregame show, as always, presented by Corona, where you can get 350 Corona Premier Drafts, $4 Corona bottles, and take advantage of some great food here as well. 610-632-0975. Some great Sixers prizes, Fanatic prizes, Sixers tickets, as we're giving away from Andrew Salchunas when you come here. Right here, Green Parrot, Newtown, PA, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.47, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens live from the Green Parrot here in Newtown, PA. 240 North Sycamore Street if you want to come through and hang out. It is a great place here, great crowd, great food, as I will wait to knock off some of these wings and steak and some fries as well. 610-632-0975. The Sixers pregame show presented by Corona. As always, 350 Corona Premier Drafts and $4 Corona bottles. You can enjoy those tonight when you do stop by here at the Green Parrot. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cans can, with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcans.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. 610-632-0975. Once again, from the Green Parrot for the Sixers pregame show here on 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Chubb, as promised, and get his thoughts on what we see here from the Philadelphia 76ers so far, as we have 19 games remaining on the regular season, the postseason. We'll wait to see what the status is of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Let's go to Chubb next and Ben Salem on 97.5. Chubb, how you doing?
Hey, my man, Devon. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, just wanted to say, as far as the Sixers go, I'm really happy that Shake's getting an opportunity. You know, a lot of times in the league, you just need a chance to show what you can do, not only for your team, but, you know, eyes are always looking at other players. So looks like Shake's a good one. And like you stated earlier, he's got a good enough game where he takes his time, he's fitting in, he's picking his spots, and he seems a good player altogether. So I think there's a chance there. And like you said, you know, in the offseason, we'll see what they happen to do with him. But as far as the team right now, I mean, I think if they can just somehow get locked into the fourth spot, you know, I don't know if they have the best record at home or the second record at home, but they can definitely do something with that. So
wow, getting up to the fourth spot, huh?
I'm just of the belief that they got a shot. So you win the first round, get in the second, you know, anything can happen. Hopefully Embiid and Simmons will be inspired And they can show they can get to the final.
One of the things that we look at this team that they do have going for them, even without the players that you would want on the floor in both Simmons and Embiid, is they have one of the easiest remaining schedules in the NBA. Can they take advantage of that to get to that fourth seed, Chubb, that you're talking about? So that's on them. That's up to them to see if they can pull it off.
Yep, they got to do it. I mean, just take it a game at a time. And, I mean, even though I feel like, and a lot of people feel like Coach Brown's been suspect as far as coaching, I'm just hoping that Toby and the guys, you know, they can do their part and get some wins. You just got to get some wins and take it from there.
And that's why I asked Chubb, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for always jumping in on the show. 610-632-0975. Sixers pregame show presented by Corona. That's why I do ask about, you know, what they can do going forward with the guys that they have. And can someone like Tobias Harris elevate his level of play? What he's able to do on the floor? Is it asking too much for that to happen right now with the remaining games left on the schedule? Is that asking too much? I don't think it's asking too much for him to do it, unless he just simply is not capable of doing that. And then I am asking too much from Tobias Harris to pull that off and be that lead guy to average 24 points a game for the time that Embiid is out, or at least when even when Embiid comes back. If you believe that he's going to be back before Simmons, even when he comes back, if he does in fact come back, keep that going. How much easier does that make things for the Sixers? How much easier does that make for Joel Embiid? And then you look at what Shake Milton is already doing. They're going to have a nice amount of games at home, a decent amount of games on the road as well. As I look at them right now, as I try to pull out the schedule here with the Sixers, 19 games left that they have on the season, that they have certainly this one right here against the Golden State Warriors. Then they have four in a row at home: Detroit, Indiana, Washington, Toronto. And Detroit, that will be on Wednesday. That's the tickets that we're giving away here tonight at the Green Parrot, courtesy of the 97.5 The Fanatic, the Sixers, and Corona. That is on March the 11th on Wednesday, 7 o'clock start here in Philadelphia. Indiana Saturday, Washington Monday, Toronto on Wednesday. You certainly have winnable games in there, and they don't lose at home. Despite Embiid and Simmons, Richardson may be back, who knows, but even if he's not, they still win at home. You may not win the rest of them going the rest of the way. What, 4, 5, 8, 9, 10 games remaining. 10 games remaining for the 76ers at home. Okay, 10 games remaining. How many of those can you win? You're looking at a record as it stands right now for the Philadelphia 76ers at 38-25. You win your games at home, those 10, and then you're talking about 48 right there. Can you mix in a few more road wins like tonight against the Golden State Warriors? You picked up one against the Sacramento Kings on Thursday. Can you do that? And the guy who needs to do that, who has been healthy, he has not missed any games with Simmons and Embiid out, you expect your third best scorer to once again improve his play overall on the floor to give them some points that they need and run that offense through them and give them that kind of production for the Philadelphia 76ers. 610-632-0975. And I want to make sure I did that right, because for some reason, I don't know why, I kept thinking that the Charlotte game on the 15th, the final game of the regular season, was at home. I mean, on the road, and it's at home. So they do have the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, they have 11. Actually, have 11 here in Philadelphia, if that is correct. And I'm going to look it up and make sure I'm right online. But this is from the Sixers website, where I have my printed schedule from the beginning of the season. So if that's the case, where you have 11 more home games, you're looking at the possibility of winning all 11, which I don't think they'll do. They'll lose two of those games just because you're not going to go 39-2 at home. That would be fantastic, but you're not going to do it. So if that's the case, mix in a few more of those home games. And a lot of that, again, is simply on the back of Tobias Harris. If you want to, this is where the contract comes into play. If you want to be that guy, if you want to be looked at as that player that is going to make sure that you get that type of contract, you get that type of money from any NBA team. You turn down that money from the L.A. Clippers in the offseason of what was not this past offseason where he signed with the re-signed with the Sixers, but the summer before where he was offered a four-year, $80 million contract from Jerry West and the Clippers, and Jerry West was probably right. That was the number that Tobias Harris, he bet on himself. When you bet on yourself and you get that kind of money, you accept what they give you, which was the 180 from Elton Brand and the 76ers, but you better go out there and perform. And when things like this happen, where your two stars are out of the game for a while, you step up. You step up. You play some big boy basketball and lead the 76ers at that point. And yes, I am right. The 76ers' final home game is against the Charlotte Hornets here in Philadelphia. So they have 11 games remaining at home and 8 on the road. You can't get to 50 with that and get into a nice groove. I would like to think so. 610-632-0975. We continue the conversation with the Sixers because this is the Sixers pregame show presented by Corona on 97.5 The Fanatic. On the other side, we'll also get into some around the league news with the some news happening in the NBA. And I didn't see this one coming, but we'll talk about a head coach who is no longer a head coach for one of the NBA teams. You may have seen it earlier. We'll talk about that as we go along as well. 610-632-0975, live from Newtown, Pennsylvania, Green Parrot, 240 North Sycamore Street. This pregame show presented by Corona, where you can enjoy 350 Corona Premier Drafts and $4 Corona bottles. Andrew Salchunas is here to give away some great prizes and some tickets. And I'm not going to ignore our guys, Cam and Kevin, as well, walking around and trying to get everybody signed up for this great prize that we have of Detroit Pistons Sixers tickets for next Wednesday at the Center here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you from the Green Parrot in Newtown until 8:15 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.